Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rav Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
Learning Meseches Bava Basra Daf Samechei. The Gemara is in the middle of the discussion, the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham and the Mishnah, both if somebody sells a house and he's Meshayeh for himself, the Boyer and Dais, is he also Meshayeh for himself a Derech? That's what the Chacham hold and Rabbi Akiva hold. No, he's not Meshayeh for himself a Derech, he has to buy a Derech. And similarly, by Machan Lacher, if he sold a bar and dice to somebody, so the question is, according to Bekiva, he's also selling him a derech. The lekech does not have to buy a derech, according to the Chachamim. He's only selling him the bar and dice and not the derech. And the Gemara explains that Bekiva holds Meicher Bein Yofa Meicher, and the Chachamim hold Meicher Bein Ro Meicher. So the Gemara says, "Itmar Avuna Merav Halachik Gedev Chachamim Avir Baraba Omeshmuel Halachik Rabbi Akiva." Rav passes like the Chachamim that Meicher Bein Ro Meicher, and Shmuel passes like Rabbi Akiva that Meicher Bein Yofa Meicher. And the Gemara brings Amle Avinu LeRav Ashi Leim Ozel Tamayi. We have another Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, which seems to be the same Machlokes. Damer Rav Nachman Omeshmuel Haachen Shecholku Ein Lem. Then when two brothers split the fields, Shmuel says that the one who is the inside field, and he doesn't have access to a field except going through the outside field, he still doesn't have the derech. He cannot go through the outside field to get to his field. He doesn't get a derech. And who are then the other things? Sulamis, chalainis, the different pshatim and the rishainim. It was more early in the Zion of Beis. But let's discuss the derech. That you see, he doesn't have the derech. But Rav Amma Yeshlan, Rav says you have all these things. And the Gemara L'chara means that Shmuel and Rav are going L'shita Sayu. Shmuel holds Meicher Bein Yofa Meicher. So Mela Huadin, the Gemara is naming on that Yerushim that are splitting, they're like Lekuchas, they're like the selling to each other their respective Chalakim. So therefore, if you hold Meicher Bein Yofa Meicher, so the inside one, the Pnimi, who needs the Derech, is selling to the Chitzain's Chelek, he's selling the outer field to the other Yerush, and he sells the Bein Yofa. He's not being Meshayeh for himself a Derech. That's the same concept of Meicher Bein Yofa Meicher. And that's why Shmuel holds Ein Lem Derech Zelzeh. The Pnimi can't claim a Derech in the Chitzain's field because you sold the field of the Chitzain to the other Yerush, to the Baal HaChitzain. So you sold it to him, Bein Yofa. So you sold it to him, and you were not Meshayer for yourself. You didn't leave over a Derech for yourself. Meshaykin, Rav holds, no. I was Meshayer when I need. If I need a Derech, if I need a Sulam, a Chalayin, whatever the case is, and I'm a Samayim, all these things, I'm Meshayer for myself. I'm Meicher Bein Ra. I'm Meicher Bein Ra. And Mimela, I'm a shy for myself, all these things. So it's the same achleikis of Meicher Bein Yofa, Meicher Bein Ra Meicher. That's what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara says it's Shrichasa, that maybe even if you hold normally Bein Yofa Meicher, but here it's different because of a new Svara, that Bein and Lemay the Bei Kehecha the Dora Bei Avasi, the Ksiv Tachas Avisecha Yiu Benecha. That even though normally I would say Meicher Bein Yofa Meicher, and it would not be Meshayim for myself a Derech, but here, since the way it was before the father died, there was a derech, that's how he got to the Pnimi, he went through the Chitzin, so the Yerusha will retain the same din and the same schusin, the same ishtamshusin, he'll use it in the same way that it was used before the Yerusha, tachas v'sech yir benecha, the Yerushim take over the exact same dinim that was there before by the father. So it's not a rayit to meichem ein yafem meich. That's the Gemara. So Lani Rishayim stels sich on the following question. The Gemara is assuming that Meicher Bein Yofa Meicher means that when the Pnimi is giving the chelek of the chitzin to the chitzin, is selling Kain, the outer field, to the other Yerush, he's going to sell it Bein Yofa, and he's not going to be Meshayeh for himself a derech. But the Shaila is, what about the other way? What about when the chitzin is giving the field to the Pnimi, he's also selling. He's selling the Pnimi field to the Pnimi. So why isn't he selling that Bein Yofa and giving him a derech along with it? Why do we say that Bein Yofa means that the Pnimi doesn't have a derech because he's not Meshayer for himself a derech? Why don't we say that Bein Yofa means that Fakert, that the chitzin who gives the pnimi, the sadeh pnimi, he's giving the other Yerush the pnimi field, he's giving to him, he's being meicher to him, bein yofa, together with the derech. So the Rishbam already asks his kasha, and his answer is, he bavarns the kasha, he says, avol gam bechitzin l'shayich ein roh b'mashe ein anoysim l'yis the derech. You don't say that the chitzin is doing an ein roh when he's giving the pnimi's field without a derech. He's not a meicher in this outer field. He's a lekech of the outer field. And as a lekech, he can't be an ein yofa. Ava sada pnimi hava hu meicher. And the sada pnimi is a meicher. Shemeicher le'achav chalkai. That's he's selling to his brother, his chalak. And in that he's selling it, he didn't leave off anything. So that's not an ein ra. That's what the Rishbam says. But it's hard to understand. The Taisus Yud already asked this kasha. It's also in the Taisus Chaim. What's exactly the chilek? In Ein Yofa Hu Meicher, we have two cases. We have the case, to translate the cases in with fields. Let's say someone owns two fields. He owns an inner field and an outer field. If he sells somebody the outer field, and he keeps the inner field for himself, and you say Ein Yofa Hu Meicher, that means he's selling in the outer field, including any derech. He's not being mishayif for himself a derech in the outer field. And now he has to buy from the lekeach a derech to get to his inner field. That's similar to the Mishnah where he sold the house, left over a bar. He's not mishayif for himself a derech to get to the bar. He has to buy the derech from the lekeach of the house. Let's say fakert. Let's say he just sells the outer field. And that was the case I said before. Let's say, he just sells the inner field. He's selling him the inner field. So Ein Yofa means that he's also selling him the inner field with the derech. Ein Yofa means I'm selling the inner field with the derech. You need a derech. Ein Yofa Umeicha, I'm selling to you with the derech. I'm giving you also a derech in the outer field. That's like the case of the second case in the Mishnah Marchan L'Acha. He sold them the bar and the dice. You're selling him with the derech. He doesn't have to buy a derech. So the Shaila is here. The Rishbam is saying that when the Pnimi gives the Chitzin a Chelek, since he's giving to him Ein Yofa, he's not being Mashiach for himself a Derech. He's giving the Chitzin the full field, including the Derech. So in regard to that transaction, the Pnimi sale to the Chitzin, that would indicate that there would be no Derech, because he sells the Chitzin field to the Bala Chitzin without a Derech. Fine. But in the transaction where the Chitzin is selling to the Pnimi, his Ein Yofa should be to give him a Derech. So the Rishbam says, he's not a meicher in the chitzin. Fine. So he's not a meicher in the chitzin, but he's a meicher in the pnimi. And when you sell to the pnimi, you give him a derech in the chitzin. What's the chilek between the two cases? Why do we assume that Ein Yofa says he doesn't have a derech? Why do we say fakert, when the chitzin gave the pnimi a field, he gave it the pnimi a field by Ein Yofa together with the derech in the chitzin? As a matter of fact, the Taisus Yud is very bothered. He rejects the Rishbam's shot because it is kasha. But I think the Yad Raman Dav Zayin, I think he's saying this teretz. I'm not 100% sure if this is what he means. But I think it's a mistabedik teretz anyway, and dachsuk is what the Raman means. He says like this. He says, if you own both the pnimi and the chitzin, and you're selling the pnimi to someone, so then the Ein Yofa says you also sell him a derech in the chitzin. You give him the field, you give him Ein Yofa, you give him what he needs with the field. But if you don't own the chitzin necessarily, simultaneously, Bavas Achas, you're getting the chitzin from him, and he's getting the pnimi from you. So in regard to what he's giving you the chitzin. He's giving you the chitzin, you're giving him the pnimi. In regard to what the pnimi is giving the chitzin, he gives the Ben Yaf, he gives him the entire field. He doesn't leave over a derech for himself in the field. That's Meicher Ben Yaf and Meicher. But in regard to what the chitzin is giving the pnimi, you can't say he's also giving him a derech in the chitzin. He's just getting the chitzin from the pnimi now. If he would have the chitzin before he gave the pnimi his field, so then you'll say, and Yafa says, I give you also a derech in my field. But pnimi is getting the pnimi now, and the chitzin is getting the chitzin now. So I can't give you a derech in my chitzin, I'm just getting the chitzin from you. Right now, simultaneously with me giving you the pnimi, I'm getting the chitzin. So, male, that's not called ein ra, and I'm not giving you a derech in the chitzin. I'm getting the chitzin. As I fashteich from the Raman, as I zeich in the Rishbam, so that's the svar. But that's one pshat to answer the kasha, why the Ein Yofa is saying that the Pnim is not Meshayir Derech. Why isn't the Ein Yofa saying the opposite, that the Chitzin is giving the Pnim Derech in the Chitzin? The Teretz is, the transaction here is, the Chitzin is giving the Pnimi. The Pnimi is giving the Chitzin the Steha Chitzin. So each one is doing it Be'ein Yofa. So the Pnimi is giving him the Chitzin entirely. But the Chitzin can't be giving also a Derech in his Chitzin to the Pnimi because he's giving the Pnimi Be'ein Yofa, because he's just getting the Chitzin now. We don't look at the transaction that he's giving the Pnimi and he has the Chitzin. He's getting the Chitzin. So Mel is no sign of Ein Yofa if he's not giving him a Derech in the Chitzin. Now, the Rishayim also bring another pshat that Tezrid brings its pshat from Rebbein Natam. It's really Tezis and Avzayim. And Bey says this already. Muki Yosef says, a Kam Rishayim say this pshat, a second pshat, not the Rishman's pshat. That Ein Achinami. Normally, when someone, again, which owns both fields and selling the Pnimi field, Ein Yofa would tell him he has to have a Derech along with it. But here, the two Ein Yofas are contradictory. Mitzad the Chitzin giving the Pnimi the field, Ein Yofa would say he has to give him the Derech. Mitzad the Pnimi giving the Chitzin the field, Ein Yofa is saying he's not Meshayer himself a Derech, so he doesn't have a Derech. So since the two Ein Yofas are contradictory, we leave each one to have the entire field that they have. It's not a chesaron that the Chitzin wasn't Be'ein Yofa, that he didn't give him a Derech, because other Abba, the Pnimi was Be'ein Yofa, that he wasn't Meshayer for himself a Derech. So it's not a chesaron in the Ein Yofa of the Chitzin. But the Teis Rid asks, Naksam Seif asks on Dav Zayin, he doesn't understand, but why not? What's the difference, this Ein Yofa, that Ein Yofa? When we have a contradiction, why are we resolving the contradiction by saying, so Mamel let the Chitzin have his whole field? Why don't we resolve the contradiction by saying, let the Pnimi have his Derech? It's Mechusar Avana, Mechusar Hezber. Why this is a better resolution than that? As I affected Taisus Rit and Achreinim also asks. But I think the Chidush Eran here, he addresses this word, and he says like this. He says, when you have a contradiction in Ein Yofas, you have to see which is a more important Ein Yofa. Which is more stingy if you don't do, or more basic generosity that you have to do. Zakhtar on the Yisayt is like this. When you sell someone a field and you don't give them the entire thing, that's really stingy. That's a real Ein Ra. In the field you're giving him, you're being Mashiach something for yourself, that's an Emes Ein Ra. If you sell someone a field, but you're not being Mashiach anything in the field, you're just not giving him extra. You're not giving something else that he needs in a different field. That's not so bad. That's not so Ein Ra. Avada the Spitz Ein Yofa. The most generosity would be is not only you give him the field, you're giving everything he needs in the field, you give him a Derech. But the lack of that is less Ein Radik, it's less stingy than if in the Etzim field that you gave him, you're being Mashiach for yourself something. So Mela, when we have the two steers, if we give him it, if we do give him a Derech, so Kumtais, his Mechir was Bein Ra. The other ones was Bein Yafa, that's why he gets a Derech. But his one is Bein Ra, he's being Mashiach for himself a Derech. And if we don't give him a Derech, so Fakert. So his Mechira, the Pnimi's Mechira was Bein Yafa, he wasn't Mashiach for himself a Derech. But the Chitz's Mechira is Bein Ra, because he didn't give the Pnimi a Derech. So Mela, when you have this contradiction, we see what's worse. What's a more Ein Ra? What's a more basic Ein Yofa? So that the Gemara names on that not to give him something in his own field, Mashiach in his own field, that's really Ein Ra. Mashenkein, that he doesn't get extra in another field that he needs, that's not so Ein Ra. So Mela Ein Yofa would say that he doesn't get the Derech. That's the second Mahalach. We have the Mahalach of Rishbam that says, since the Chitzin is a Lekeach and the Sada of the Chitzin, you can't say that he gives him an extra derech al tzein yofa. And the Tezrit says, why not? Lamaisi is a meicher in the Sada Pnimi. Why shouldn't he be meicher the Sada Pnimi b'ein yofa and give him a derech? So I said the Tezrit in the Yad Ramah, that since he's getting the chitzin simultaneously with selling the Pnimi, that's when he's getting the chitzin, so he's not going to give a derech in what he's getting simultaneously with the Pnimi. Now Shenkin, the Pnimi will give him the chitzin b'shlemus in the chitzin alein, he'll give him the total thing bein yafa. That's the first mahalach, Rishman. And the second mahalach is Rabbeinu Tam, which says that when you have a contradiction of ein yafa, so you let the chitzin have his whole field. The shaila is why. One, you say when you have a contradiction of ein yafa, you should let the pnimi have his derech. And we have the teretz of the chiddush Iran, because not having your whole field is considered more ein ra than just not having a derech in another field. And the Taisus Rid says it's third teretz. He says the third pshat. He says, Avada, we do say both the ein yafa. So what's happening? The chitzin is giving the pnimi a pnimi field, and he's giving him a derech in the chitzin field. That's what he's doing. Ein yafa. The pnimi who's giving the chitzin his field is not being ma'akev himself a derech. He's not being mishayir himself a derech in the chitzin field because he wants to give the chitzin ein yafa. So kum teizak the teizrid, what do we have? We have the chitzin trying to give the pnimi a derech, and we have the pnimi refusing to accept the derech. He says, so what's the halacha when someone gives someone a matana, and the makabel refuses to accept the matana? The halacha is, a matana is not chal. And now the nesin could say, oh, you didn't accept it, now it's mine. He says, that's what it says, by tanu chitim v'haydu lai b'sayrim, he's pater afal asayrim. Because when you tanu chitim, you say, you owe me chitim, even if kapish mayigal, he really owes you sayrim, you mayichal on the sayrim. Now he says, I owe you sayrim. He never agreed that he owes him chitim. But why can't he turn around and say, oh, you owe me sayrim, give me the sayrim, tastes you owe mayichal already. When you give someone a gift, even if he doesn't accept it, even if he says, yeah, I owe you sayrim, the matan is not chal. So who would then hear? The ein yafas are says to each other, the chitzin's ein yafas says he's giving the derech to the pnimi, but the pnimi's ein yafas says he's not accepting the derech. So mela, the derech is not chal, he doesn't have a derech. That's the third mahalach. Now the Gemara says that Rav and Shmuel aren't necessarily going list to Tamayu, because even if normally you'd hold meicher ben yafa meicher, but still in this case is another svara of being a lemeide bekech and darbe avasi, that I want to live there the way my father lived in, like tachas avasech yu benecha. So even if be'etzim I wouldn't be mashayif myself a derech, but since I'm a yerish, a Yerush has a taina that I want to live the way my father lived. Now there's an interesting ridva in the first parak where the Gemara is brought down of Zayinim and Beis, that he says that this tam of tachas sesecha yu benecha binu lemeid de kederech avasi, he puts it together with the din of achim shecholku yerushim heim. There's a big shmuz in the Gemara in many different places in Shas. Among them later in Bava Basha Daf Kav Zayin, it's also in Bava Kam in the first parak, that Achim Shecholku, are they considered like they're selling the Chalokim each to each other when they're Chalok? Or no, they're considered Yerushim. That's the Chalok, they were Yerush the whole time. So he says, that's the Pshat and Rav, that's why in Lem Derech Zal Zez, because they're not Lukuchas, they're not buying one from the other, they're Yerushim. Then he says, the Adamai asked it for Akasha, because it's Masha from the Gemara there in Bava Kama that Rav and Shmuel hold that Achim Shecholku Ayoshim. So yeah, so what's this Gemara telling Su Meicha Bein Yafa, Meicha, Meicha Bein Rai Meicha? That sounds like the Lekuchas, and we pass him at the Yoshim. So the Adama holds, even if you hold the Yoshim, he's Mechalik, they could be considered Benegay each other like Lekuchas, even though you hold Benegay other Dinim, they're like Yoshim. That's how the Ramah learns. The Rosh in Perek Zayin, Beis, he brings the raya from Ad Gemara that we pass in Lekuchas. And because of that, he says a different pshat in the other Gemara that's Mashmitz Yerushim. So the Rosh is Taka Mashmitz. If you hold Achim Shecholku Yerushim Heim, then Avadan he would have a derech. It wouldn't be negay of the Sugya if Meicha Ben Yafi Meicha, Meicha Ben Ram Meicha. If they Yerushim, they wouldn't have a derech. Now he says Ad Gemara is Mavur the Lekuchas. That's where the Gemara is tailored in Meicha Ben Ram Meicha, Meicha Ben Yafi Meicha. But the Ritva says that the Pshan and Rav is Yerushim. See, the emphasis is totally in a different shayla. It's totally what this Gemara's maskana is. There are two gersayis in the Gemara. The Rishbam is gersh lema azul tamayu. Omle, that's a gersh that we have. Omle avinu avashi lema azul tamayu. Taisus writes, Rebbeinu Chananel is gersh v'azul tamayu. V'azul tamayu u'tzricha. That means it is azul tamayu. It's the same achleikas. Meicha bein ra, meicha bein yafa meicha. But why would they argue in two places? Why would they have to say the machlokes sigh by the Mishnah of Bar Vadayis, Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, and sigh by the din of Yershim, that ain lam derech zelzeh. Teretz says, we have a tshichasa. If you only said the case by Yershim, we would say that really Rav is maskim ben yafim eicher. But here is divin because it is svar of bina lemeid the kederech shadar by avasa. And if we'd only say the case by meicher, by meicher bar vados, so we would say that maybe Shmuel, despite the fact he holds ben yafim eicher, here he has a svar of bina lemeid the kederech shadar by avasa. But it's only a tshichasa. Halacha lemeis, it's not that way. Halacha lemeis, we don't hold it a svar of bina lemeid the kederech shadar by avasa. We don't bask in that svar. Rav holds meicher ben ra meicher, Shmuel holds meicher ben yafim meicher, v'os l'tamayu. So lefi zeh, you can't be miyashiv that Rav holds Yershim heim, because that's only a havamina. Lemaisa, the machlekes is lanuit with Yershim. Machlekes is whether meicher ben yafim meicher, meicher ben ra meicher. So you have the kasha like the Rosh and the Ramah bother with, has a shtim with the Gemara of Yershim, and the Rosh is ein echanami. We don't pask in Yershim, we pask in lekuchas. And the Ad Ramaz Mechalik, that even though Benigeya, anyone else that considered Yershim, Benigeya is splitting it up, they have the din of Lekuchas. But that's also Fit Taisis Girsa of Ozul Tamei Tzricha. And Avadra Ozul Tamei. That is a Tzrichasa, but we don't hold like the Tzrichasa. We hold Ozul Tamei. We wouldn't know it. And you have to say the Machlekas in both places, because then we should know this. But once we have the machlekes in both places, now we understand that takas of asechi yubanech is not a svar b'chlal. But the Rishbam's gears is lema ozul tamei. The Gayin says as mafurish, the Gayin, the Bir Agra, simin reish tezvav, siv zayin, it's sivkan chav aleph in the Bir Agra. He says, lefin the gears is lema ozul tamei. So lemaskana we hold to this terrace of takas of asechi yubanech. As I state in the Rishbam and Nafayin Aleph, the Mishnah and Nafayin Aleph, it's a machlekes had to learn up the Mishnah. The way the Rishbam learns the Mishnah, by Yershim there's a din that when the mechalek the fields, they give him the bar and the dice, etc. You're not meshay anything when you're mechalek. So Mel, the Rishbam is bothered by Akasha. If by Yershim the pshat is you're not meshay anything, so what's the pshat that Rav says you don't get a derech? So Enfid the Rishbam, the Gemara explains. A derech is different because being in lemei the kederech shnor b'avasi. Just like originally, when the father had the sod pnimi, he came to the sod pnimi through the sod chitzin. So that schus remains. Als being in lemei the kederech shnor b'avasi takas of zech yir benecha. So the Rishbam zok the gain is l'shitasai. He's garis lema azul tamei, but really not, because really Yerush is different than mechira. Yerusha, you don't have the svar of Meicher Bein Yafa Meicher, Meicher Bein Ra Meicher. Yerusha, they're trying to misalik each other from each other, and there's no shir in Bechlal. So what's the pshat that they get a derech? Only al sachas of Ezechi Yubanecha. Lefi the way the Rishbam learns the Mishnah Ein Aleph, v'chair it's muchach that way. So as I state the Gayin, it's totally in this machlekes. It's totally on the two gersais. If you gayris azdul tamei, so kum dais, Yerusha is the same as Mechira. So you have to learn a different pshat in the Mishnah and Halif to make Yerusha the same as Mechira. And the din of Tachas of Esech Yubanech is only a Tzrichasa, but we don't hold that way Lamaskana. But if you go to Slay Mazel Tamayu, if you learn the Mishnah and Afayin Aleph, that by Yerusha it's not possible to Mishaya, never Mishaya in the other field. So you can have the Kasha, so what about Rav that says that you Mishaya or Derech in the other field? So you have to say Lamaskana, we hold the Teres Tachas of Esech Yubanech. So it's only lay mazel tamayu. Gayan asks two kashas on the Rishbam. One kashas, so what's the havamina? Lefi the havamina that it's azlu tamayu. So how is Rav going to learn the Mishnah that Afayin Aleph? The Mishnah is mavur that by Yerusha you're not Mishayim in the other field. And the second kashas, the Gemara should have said the tshichas of both ways. That if it only said the din by Yerusha, Yerusha is different because tachas of Esech Yubanecha. But if it only said the din by Mechira, Yerusha doesn't have the same dinim as Mechir. By Mechir, you're Meshayer. Meicha bein Ra Meicha. By Yerusha, you're not Meshayer, even according to Rav. Only else the din of Tachas Avisecha. But Al Kopanim, the Ridva, Zich had to learn this way too. Because the Ridva says that the Pshat in Rav, he says this on the Zayin, the Pshat in Rav is, Kosachim Shecholku Yerushim Heim. And that's how he's learning the din of Tachas Avisecha. And that's how he's learning the Maskana, that it doesn't have to do a Meicher Bein Ra Meicher. Because you're not a Meicher Bechlal, you're a Yerish. You could learn differently. You could learn even if you're a Meicher, but still, knock them that you're a Meicher, but normally you'd be Meicher Bein Yafa, but that's the story of Tachas Avisecha. So merely you want to retain the same skos, because you've heard the Yerish. So even though the Achim Shechalku are called the Kuchas, but still, since the Maisi you got it through Yerusha, so you want the same skos that your father had. It wouldn't be shver the Rosh and the Ramas Kasha, this Gemara is Mavur, that you're a Meicher, because the Ridva holds it's only Avimina. The Maskana, it's al Tachas Avisecha, and Tachas Avisecha, the way the Ridva learns is that you're a Yerish. So the Chaz are over. First of all, there's two pshatim in the Gemara, two gersayis. If Ozul Tamay, that means the Maskana, Avadar, Machlaikas, Rav and Shmuel by Yerushim is the same Machlaikas, and Meicher Bein Yafa, Meicher Bein Ra Meicher. There's only a tzrichasa. If you'd only say it by Mechir, we would think Yerusha's difference al Tachas Avisecha Yud Ben Echa. If we'd only say it by Yerusha, we would think it's Tafka by Yerusha because Tachas Avisecha Yud Ben Echa. But Lamaisa says it by both. So Lamaisa, the din is the same by both, and it's the same svar of Meicher Ben Yafa, Meicher Ben Ra Meicher. That's if you goyis like Taisus is goyis v'ozlu tamayu v'tzricha. But if you goyis like the Rishbam is goyis lemozlu tamayu v'tzricha, so then, it could be that Pshat is Yerusha is Taka, a whole different story. By Yerusha, you don't say a Surah Vein Yaf Vein Ra Meicher. By Yerusha, you're not Meshai or anything. But a Derech is different because of Tachas Avisech Yud Ben Echa. And that's what the Rishbam says in Daf Ayin Aleph. And like the Gaon says, Shitasai, that he's Gaon's Lema Azul Tamei. And then we also said that the Ridvan Dav Zayin is saying that the Surah of Tachas Avisech Yud Ben Echa is the Surah of Achim Shechol Yerushim Heim. At the Rosh and the Adramah are bothered, if we pass an Achim Shechol Kuyarshimim, how does Agamar Shtim, Agamar Shmavu, Lekuchasain? The Ramah says that the Pshat is that even if you hold Yerushimim, Polagabe, the Handarai between the Achim, they would have the same din as Lekuchas. And the Rosh says, no, then in the Chanami, Agamar, it's Eishkashvat, that we pass Lekuchasain. And Meli Fataychas, he says, the different Pshat, the other Gemara said, Amash me Yerushimim. But according to Ritva, the Maskan of the Gemara, at least according to Rav, is an Achim Shechol Kuyarshim Heim. Now the Gemara says something very interesting at the end. The Gemara says, Amalei Rav Nachman L'Rav Huna, Hilchos HaKavasin or Hilchos HaKavasaychu. Rav Huna was the prime Talmud in the Malamokim of Rav. Rav Nachman was the prime Talmud in the Malamokim of Shmuel. And Rav Nachman asked Rav Huna, do we pass him like us, meaning Shmuel, like the Beis Medrash of Shmuel? That we're passing like Rabbi Kiva Meicher Ben Yafa Meicher? Ayilchus HaVasech, that we're passing like you, like Rav, like the Rabbanan, that Meicher Ben Ra Meicher. Amalei, so Rav Huna answered him back, Hilchus HaVasech, the Halach is like you, the Mekrivsu Lebava the Reish Kalusa, the Shkicha Deyani, because you're close to the door of the Reish Kalusa, the Shkicha Deyani, there's a lot of Deyanim there. So Rav Huna himself, who is a Talmud of Rav, says that the Psak is like you, like Rav Nachman, like Shmuel, because you're close to the Dayanim. There's a Gemara later, on Kuf Vem Beis Vem Beis, with the same type of Shakla Vitaria. Rabbi Chanan, in Kovit Shurim over there, it's a tough tzaddik test, he says there are two ways you could paskin. When you have a machlokes, there are two ways you could paskin. You could paskin based on, you could figure out the halacha, and paskin based on how you understand the halacha. Or you could be machri and decide which one of these two chachamim who are arguing about this halacha is the one that's more authoritative, is the one that the halacha should be mukher like him, because he knows the halacha better. So when Chazal say klolim, a lot of times we have klolim. We have Rameiv, Rabbi Yehuda, halacha, Rabbi Yehuda. We have halachas agavase de Rava, except for Yal Kagam. Halachas agavase de Abaye, Yal Kagam. Everything else we pass on like Rava. So, what's the pshat? Is it the pshat that the Chazal went through every single machlekes and came out in all these cases, that's the halacha? Beichem ishlakesh, you pass like Rabbi Yechanan. So, the machana, no. The pshat is that Rabbi Yechanan is more authoritative than Rishlakesh. So, except for three places with Fakek, we found out there the halacha is like Rishlakesh, we had a price like Rishlakesh. But everywhere else, Rabbi Yechanan is more authoritative, so we should pass like Rabbi Yechanan. Rav is more authoritative than Abaye. So except for the six places where there we figured out the halacha is like Abaye, Mikayach the Etzim Inyan, But everywhere else, we don't have a clear achra mikayach le'inyan. So Rav is more authoritative. See, earlier here, in Siman Ayin Beis Reish, Rabbi Chanan brings the raya, because the Gemara in Erevin says, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda is a lachak Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi is a lachak Rabbi Yaisi. So you have machlekes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, passing Rabbi Yehuda. You have machlekes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaisi, passing Rabbi Yaisi. And the Gemara says, V'kol shkein, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yaisi, kol shkein there, we passing like Rabbi Yaisi. If you're going to say, when the Chazal said a klal, halacha like somebody, it means they went through every case and found that the ground that halacha is like him in every case. So what's the kol shkein? There's no kol shkein. And in Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, we figured out every case halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, every case halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. And Terry says, not the pshat. Rabbi Yehuda is more authoritative than Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yehuda is more authoritative than Rabbi Yehuda. So kol shkein, Rabbi Yehuda is more authoritative than Rabbi Meir. Now, the emphasis is even in Mishainim and Achrenim. We have Klolim. The Paiskim have Klolim. Who we Paskim like? Who's considered more authoritative? You have a Chom G'daylam, Amud Eira. You have a Shulchan Aruch, Nesek Kelim and a Shulchan Aruch. You have the Mishnah Berurah, the Chazon Ish, or Moshe Feinstein. Whatever it is, you have Amudim. That when they argue, you never mind that they're more authoritative. So in this Gemara, that's Rav Nachman and Rav Huna were discussing. Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav Avada, Rav Nachman was a Talmud of Shmuel. But they were having a discussion, who's more authoritative? Rav Nachman wanted to know, should I fasten like Shmuel, should I fasten like Rav? And Rav Huna told him, Shmuel in Mammonis is more authoritative. When it comes to Dine Mammonis, Dayanus, there Shmuel is more authoritative. Because he was Isaac and Dayanus much more than Rav. He was Makarev L'Reish, Beirish Kalusa, that was his Miksaya, his Fach. So he became more authoritative than Rav. And by me, it's clear, this is the svar why we paskin. The Gemara says in Becharis, Mtesim, and Beis, it's all over Shas. Halacha karav visur, halacha kashmul bedini. There's a Roshim of a Kama Mefurish. It's a Roshim of a Kama Perigavi, Eis Dalit. The question there was, you have a machlokes there, where it's negay of both Isurim and also Mamanis. It's negay two different Mekzayis. The question was, if a shor is negeach tezvav one chaydish, tezayin the next chaydish, yudzayin the next chaydish, the question is, does he have a mood to be negeach every the next month yudches, the next month yutes, etc.? So the Gemara learned out that din from the machlekes Rav and Shmuel legabe vestis legabe nida. If a isha had a rias nida on tezvav and a chaydish, and then the next month tezayin, the next month yudzayin, does she have a vestis diluk? And the Gemara learned out from the Machlekes by Nida to the Machlekes by Sharamud. So who do we paskin like? Halach is Karav Visuri. Halach is Kishmul Bedini. Here we have the same Machlekes which has an application in Dini by Sharamud, has application by Nida by Vestis, same Machlekes. So the Rosh says, he brings down from Mishainim and he paskins that way too, that since the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel was discussed, they discussed the machlokes by Isurim. They were talking about investors by Isha Nida. The Gemara tells it so to Sharamud. So once Lagabi, their discussion, it's by Isurim. So Mela Kumdais in their discussion of Adalach is like Rav. So Kumdais, even if there's another application to the machlokes that's talking about Dinim, but once Lagabi Isurim, the Psak is like Rav, so that would apply to Dinim also. And he writes like this. This is the Lashon of the Rosh. It's above a Kama Perek Dal and Simen Dalet. The Me'ezatam also Chachmei Gemara Klauzel Lifsek Halacha Gishmul B'dini Karav V'Yisuri B'chol Makim. What was the reason why the Chachmei Gemara made this rule? They passed like Shmul B'dini and like Rav V'Yisuri B'chol Makim. L'fi Sheyedu Sheshmul Ayerogel Tamer Lifsek Dinim Ulkachay Medaktik Ben V'Yared Lo'umkun Maskal Kol Dvar Emes. Because in Dinim, that was Shmuel's Mitzayah. Shmuel was Rogel Lifsek Dinim. And he was, therefore, he was Medaktik very stark in Dinim. He was Maskel Chol Remes, more than Rav. V'chein Rav, ha'i Rogel Adaktik Baros Yisav Ha'eter. L'chein Samcha Reisav, L'nyan Yisav Ha'eter. But Rav was big in the Reis Yisav Ha'eter. Now, the Rosh doesn't say clearly is Makar, but it's clear that the Makar is from Agamara. And Agamara stay clear like the Rosh. That Rav Huna, who was the Talmud of Rav, told Rav Nachman, who's a Talmud of Shmuel, we pass him like Shmuel because it's dinim, and his nusach is the makriv sul above the reish kalusa to sheikh yidaini, because you're more ruggle than dinim. That's my machine in the verosh. So the Emes in Eros says of the head, Rav was bigger, Rav was aggressor and maskal the Emes. But in Dini, because of Shmuel's regilis in Dini, Shmuel became bigger. And that's why we pass on like Rav Yisroel Shmuel b'dini. And now let's see the next Mishnah. And now let's start the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, a meicher sabayis, someone who sells the house, macher sadelis, he sells the door, avalayis meftech, but not the key, macher semechtesh is kavua, sells a mortar which is permanent, which is attached to the ground, avalayis semetotelis, but not a portable one, macher sestruba, avalayis sekelis. The Kitzur Rishbam says the klal is that any kli tashmish of the bayis, which is kavu in the house, is sold. Any kli tashmish of the bayis, which is not kavu in the house, is not sold. And then the Mishnah says, v'loyes atan v'loyes v'krayim. There's actually two gersois. The Rishbam brings both gersois. He likes the gers of v'loyes atan v'loyes v'krayim. And he says, a metaltal, because you can move them around, they're portable. But he says in the same, the Mishnah is a gers of mach atan v'krayim, v'loy nehira. And if it exists, tzarech lugmim mechaberes lekarka. And the emes is the Rambam, the Rif agayrus machers atanavis akirayim. And lechayim, they hold, like the Rishbam says, they were talking about it's mechubal lekarka. If it's not mechubal lekarka, there doesn't seem to be any reason why atanavis akirayim should be sold more than the machteshes that's metalteles, and the other cases of klitash mishim which are metaltelim. And that's what the Pesachin Eman, that if either when the Rif and the Rambam say that you are Macher the Taner and Kiraim, they mean Mechumer. And the Rishbam seems to be masculine. The Rishbam says that the reason why it's Loi Macher Mekar Taner Kiraim is because it's Metaltal. So it doesn't seem to be any Machleikis, it's just Meshmeis Darshim, what exactly was the Girs in the Mishnah. Now the Netziv, in Meroi Mesada, he says that there really is a Machleikis, because if you Girs in the Mishnah, like the Rishbam, loyes atanav esekirayim, and is talking about metaltalim. So then, when the Mishnah says, "Bizman she'amlei hu v'chol mashi b'sei chayrei kulam mechurim," so then it's mefurish that the tan and the krayim are also machur. Then it's mefurish that the tan and krayim then metaltal when you said hu v'chol mashi b'sei chay is nimkar agav the house. Mashen kain, if you go, it's like the Rif and the Rambam, it's machur tan and the krayim, and they're talking about mechubur. So then there's no herchach b'chlal to say that by metalto, by a tan of the kiraim that's metalto, even when you said, hu v'chol ma shebeseichai, it's machur. You could say by metalto, even when you said, hu v'chol ma shebeseichai, it's still not machur. So kumdeis, there's no nafgamina in the girsa when you didn't say, hu v'chol ma shebeseichai. There, everyone's maskim that if it's kavua, that it's sold along with the house. If it's not kavua, it's not sold along with the house. But there could be an afkimin in the gears if you said hu v'chol mashibaseichai that the fi the Rishbam it's muchik that even metalto, because his garish loy machar. So we're talking about tan of the kiraim in the Mishnah. It's metalto and they are sold with the house. But according to Rif and the Rambam, zaktin etziv it's not muchik, and he wants to say like this. When you say, Huvachal Mashabesaychai, the Emes, not everything is sold. Only these things in the Mishnah. So Shbam explains why. Why only the Kli Teshmishim in the Mishnah? It's only Teshmishim Michadim Labayezeh, She'enim Regil Mashilim Emnei Kveda. They're not usual to be mashal them because they're so heavy. So even a Tan of Krayim that's Metalpli, you normally don't lend them out because it's heavy. And that's why it's included in Huvachal Mashabesaychai. Now the Meroi Mesada says the Mishnayis, the Mishnah Darim LeMashal Daf Lamed Beis that talks about if it can be Mashal enough a Kivra of a Kvar of a Tanur, and the Mishnah in Gittin in the end of the fifth parak that talks about Mashal Asishal Chavet enough a Kivra of a Tanur, sounds like they were Mashal Tanurim. So he says you can learn according to the Rishbam what it means. He says the Pshat, but he says in the Rif and the Rambam that were Gairis Macher Tanur, and we're talking about Mechuber. He would think that they hold the Tanner is Ragala Hashil, and therefore it's not Nimka Bechlal Abayis. Now, Taisus has it sad to say, because he's Gairis Loimach at Tanner Vikraim, according to that Girsa, not like the Rishbam. The Rishbam says we're talking about Metaltal. Taisus has it sad to say, no, even a Tanner that's Kavua is not Nimker. There's one side we're talking about Metaltal, like the Rishbam. But he says, Inami Amiraj, but the Arab Mechuber, the Stamayu Mechubarim, a Tanu is usually Mechuber, Karamina Vigaris, it's Velachi Baritz, Aval Ein Chibur Echashiv Chibur. by a tanner, the attachment of a tanner to the ground is not considered a chibur. Teida, mina makabli tuma. Since it's makabal tuma, so mamel the chibur to the ground is not considered a chibur. Taisus says it's atzad, that a tanner is not sold with the house, even when it's mechumah, because ain't chibur a chashiv chibur. Now Taisus doesn't explain why not. He brings a raya, it's not considered a chibur, because it's not makabal tuma, but he doesn't explain why it's not called a chibur. Taisus says, if you go is macher as a tanner of the kirayim, then you have to say that it is considered a chibur. And he says, v'leidami l'kabalas tuma. You have to say it's considered a chibur, and it's not compared to Kabbalah's tumah. So Taisus doesn't explain what's according to that side. What's taken a chilik? How come legabe Kabbalah's tumah it's still makabel tumah if legabe other dinim it's called a chibur? A badness in the Taisus is writing us the chayav very yisaidus dika chakira in the side of the tumah of a taner. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Chaf Hei brings a Mishnah in Kalem and Machlokes Reb Yehuda Rabbanan about certain dinim legabe taner, and the Gemara says that Reb Yehuda learns that the din because his tana v'kirayim yutatz. Says by Tumah Sheres Kol Hashigal Teichai Yitma Tam v'kirayim yutatz Tameim Hei. So why the Tav to read his tana v'kirayim? Reb Yehuda learns that a Gvis Halacha the Rabbanan argue. So the Gemara asks Kasha according to Rabbanan, why does it say in the Torah tana v'kirayim yutatz? So I think Gemara Huli Idachisa. Salka daita chamina cave in the charbe ba'ara kagufa de aradami kamash malon. You would think that since you attach it to the ground, it becomes kakarka, and mel it's not makabal tumma. Kamash malon is makabal tumma. So the chayish date in the Gemara, and as I use mashman Rashi, Rashi says, you shouldn't think that kol tanura masuin kilchasam, mechabar ma'ara tzerein kishar batam kakarka dami hel vichirban, vay lakabal tumma, kamash malon. You dance? Which teaches you it's mechumah, but it's still tameh. Nazareich is mashing the Pirish Mishnayis, the Rambam, and the Rav, and Perikei, Mishnah, and Aleph, and Kalim, that the Pasuk teaches you that Taner and Kirayim is an exception to the usual rule. Bemison, all Tumas Kalim don't apply to mechumah l'karka. Bemison, there's no din of Tumah by mechumah l'karka altogether. There's never such a din. Something mechumah l'karka never becomes tameh. A house doesn't become tameh. Plant that's mechubal karka doesn't become tameh. Mechubal karka is mufka from dinei tumah b'derech klal. And a tani krayim is an exception. That's the one thing that's mamish mechubal karka, it's kekarka, but it's still makabal tumah, a special gzeris akosuv of tumas tana v'kirayim. About the pasuk reads, it's tana v'kirayim yutatz. To teach you even something which is mechusin atitzitz, it's attached to the ground, it's still makabal tumah. So Bechanan asks us for a kasha on Taisus. What's a pshat in Taisus that he brings a raya from the fact it's makabel tumah that's not considered mechubal lekarka? Adrabba, the Gemara says it is mechubal lekarka, and there's an exception. Tana, even though it's mechubal lekarka, it's makabel tumah. Achreinim naman that way. There's Echiyitzug of Itzlopanoviches and Simon Samach and Simon Ayin Zayin Ois Tess, the Mikdash Dovin and the Kunches of Taris, Beis, Ois Beis, the Chazanish, and Kalem, Simon Zion, or Zion, they all discuss Tana as a separate din. It's not Stama Kli Cheres, it happens to be a Tana. It's a whole new din Tana. Tana is a Naya din, a Naya, it's a different parsha of Tumah, din of a Tana. Tana v'kirai mitat sheit, a Naya parsha. But Taisus here is Mashma al-Kabonim is Mesupik in that. That is in the Ridvan Shabbos, Eifanard Nakamura. He says, "Kamashman, it's loybatal agav arava and dying klihu lekabel tuma." The gzeres akosav of tana v'kirayim yutatz is not saying that tana is afgah, and even though it's mechubal lekarkas mekabel tuma, the gzeres akosav is that we don't consider mechubal lekarka. We allow tana to be considered not mechubal lekarka, even though it is attached to the ground, but still it retains its shame kli. And as el lecharish tein taisis, I'll kapon him in that sand. And the Xeris Akasav isn't that it's a Nayan din tumas Tana, even though it's Mechubal Akarka. The Xeris Akasav is that we don't consider Tana to be Mechubal Akarka. It's attached, but the Xeris Akasav is it's not Mechubal Akarka. It has a din Kli, it's Mechabal Tumma. And I think according to both Stadim Taisus that way. Now Taisus has it sad to say that about this Xeris Akasav, it's saying it's not Mechubal Akarka, Lagabe Tumma. So who within Lagabe Amaychar Sabayis is considered a Kli Metalton that's not Macha B'chal Abayis? And he has another tzad to say that no, that gzeres a kasev that doesn't consider mechub lekarka is only legabe dini tum. It's not mechub lekarka. That means it is mechub lekarka. But legabe dini tum has a din like it's talush. It's a din like it's not mechub lekarka. But legabe other dinim would have the din of mechub lekarka. Somebody has a vayis, it would be sold along. But that's how Stasis is going with the shita that the cited gzeres a kasev tanev kriyam yutatz is it's not considered mechub lekarka. So Meli has a klar. Is it sold b'chal the bayis or not? It depends on the girsa. But lefi the Rashi, the Rambam, the other pshat, that it is mechubu l'karka, but it's no mekabel tumah. So then, avad l'gabe, think meichas a bayis, avad the tana that's mechubu, would be sold b'chal the bayis. Because in tumah lein, it doesn't say that it's not mechubu l'karka. It says it's tumah even though it's mechubu l'karka. But that's the chakira. Is it pshat that tanor, the Xeris the cause of Tana is it even though it's Mechubal Karka is still Mechabal Tumah? Or is it Pshat like Taisus holds, like the Dvar says in Shabbos, the Xeris the cause of it is not considered Mechubal Karka, or Koponim and Yintum is not considered Mechubal Karka? And now we'll start the next Sugya. The Gemara, towards the end of Amid brings the Bryce of Tana Rabbanon, Tzina Shechaka Koyel B'Seif Kavai, Paisla Semikva. If you have a Tzina, if you have a pipe, Shechaka Koyel, you carved it out, will be safe cover, and then you affixed it into the ground. Paisalos a mikvah, that kapasalos a mikvah has a din of a keli. But cover, if first you fixed the log into the ground, will be safe kakai, and then you carved it out to make it into a kli, ain't a paisalos a mikvah. And the Rishbam explains, in the first case it was already a kli, and by attaching it to the karka, it doesn't become ice kli, it remains a kli, even though now it's attached to the karka. Hashem Cain, when you were kavail b'seif chaka, you first affixed it to the ground, and then you carved it out. The Rishbam says, it's hareu ka'esach ritz b'karka, it's like you're making a hole in the ground, that doesn't make it into a kli. So the next blot of Gemara goes by Riches to explain what's the pshat in this brisa, which tana goes like v'chuli. But in the Etzim Inyan, Taisa says that if you have a tzinar, you have a pipe, that water goes from this pipe through the pipe into the mikvah, that wouldn't make it shuvim, even if it's not attached to the ground. A regular pipe can't make it shuvim because it's not a kli kibul. It can't hold anything, can't contain anything. So that doesn't make it shuvim. Taisa says it has to be uchatatay be'emtsa l'kabot sreires. You made a hole in the kli, you made a hole in the kli in order that it should be able to catch the pebbles, that it shouldn't go together with the water. So you have a kli kibble. It's not just a pipe. It's a pipe with an indentation in it, an indentation which is made to catch the stones. So that would make it a kli kibble. So Melo, that would make it to be shuvim. Taisus brings that from Mishnah Mikvais, Perkdal Mishnah Gimel, says a chaitit betzinar, if you carve out a hole in a tzinar, in a pipe, kadei lekabel tzoreis, then there's a shear, how much is considered a chatita, how much would be called a clay kibble. Taisus brings that the Rishbam brings a raya from the Mishnah there that says if you put a tavla, if you put a tabletop under the tzinar and the water goes on the tabletop into the mikvah, it says if it has a rim on all four sides, then it can make the water shuvim. Because then it becomes a kli kibble. But if it's only three sides, the Rishbam is medayik, it won't make a shuvim. Kolshkin, a pipe which is only two sides. Taisa says it's a deichik to say that the pipe is on all four sides. It's not how you make a pipe. The pipe has to be open so the water could get through. The Taisa says you made a ditch in order to get the tzreiris. So the Mishnah Achreinu there on the Mishnah of Achaitit Betzinar, Perikdal Mishnah Gimel, he asks Akasha, he says it's a Rashi in Shabbos and Daf Samach Vav that says, you have the din that pshuta kliyetz is not mekabel tumah. You need a kli kibble. But Rashi says, in Masech the Shabbos Daf Samach Vav, the kli kibble you need is something that you could carry the things with the kli. It's not enough that you could put things into the kli. You have to be able to use the kli to carry the things. So he asks, when you have a tzinar, and you have a chadatu lekabel tzreiris, the tzinar is attached to the ground. You can't go and carry the tzreiris or the water with this kli. So why is it called a kli kibble? There's a time by kli kibble, you have to be able to carry it with the kli. So it's not what you could do by Chatat the Kabbalah Tzveiris. So the Mishnah Chayinah says it must be there's a chilek between Kabbalah's Tumah, what's called the Kli Kibbul Lagabe Kabbalah's Tumah, and what's called the Kli Kibbul Lagabe Shuvah. Rabbi Leib Malin, he has a Shuvah on the Inyan of Nasal Kabbalah by Shuvim. It's in Chelek Beis, Chedusha Rabbi Leib Chelek Beis, Simen Ayin Beis. He says that the emesis is two different dinim. By Tumah there's a din that you need Dumi the Sak. It says Kliyetz in the same pasuk as Sak, and the Gemara Darshins is just like Sak, you need Metalta Mole Verekon, that you could carry that a Sak, you can move it when it's full, you can move it when it's empty. So to a Kliyetz has to be Metalta Mole Verekon. And from there we learn that Allah and Abshuta Kliyetz is not Makabal Tumah. If a Kliyetz cannot carry something in the Kliyetz, it's not Makabal Tumah, it has to be Dumi the Sak that you can carry something there. So there's where you have the halacha, that you have to actually be able to carry something with the kli. If it's a kli that you could put something in the kli, but you can't carry it with the kli, so right, it's not doing me the sack. Right, it's not metal to mali v'reikon. But that's a din kli kibble, which is said by Tumah. In other words, kli kibble by Tumah has to do with the shtamshus of the kli. The kli has to have a certain usage. Has to have a usage that it could be makabel things and you could carry things with the kli. If it's missing that usage, it's not makabel tumah. Now, shegim by shuvim, there's no din the kli has to be makabel tumah. You could have shuvim even if the kli is not makabel tumah. So the din kli kibble by shuvim is a whole different din. He says it's very interesting. By shuvim, if you hold shivas deraisa, you learn it out because it's dumya demayin. We'll speak about this in the subsequent shir. Ma mayim b'day shemayim at mikveh b'day shemayim. Just like a spring is done b'day shemayim, it doesn't have tfisus yet, Adam, it wasn't a man-made thing. Mikveh says to not be a man-made thing. The Ravid learns that Shiva, the psul derais of Shiva, is only if a man actually goes and pours the water into the mikveh. Stop, if it goes through a kli on the way down from the roof into the mikveh, they wouldn't have the psul derais of Shiva. But if you hold, you do. The Torah never mentions a word about kelim. It's a svaris chachamim that the water is considered natural if it never went into a keli. It's considered man-made when it went into a keli. So if it didn't actually go into a keli, it just went through the tzinar, that chazal looks at it still natural. If it went into a keli, so then it's not. Then it's considered b'liadam. That's considered man-made. So that's the din of Kabbalah. It's also svar in what's called tvizei adam, and even if you hold shiva is derabanan, the shiva really doesn't have to do with kalim per se. You don't need a specific kali. The aside is it has to be bidei shemayim, not bidei adam. Chazal looked at it that if it goes through a kali, that's cool bidei adam. That's cool. It's man made. That gives it a shaychus to bidei adam. If the kali wasn't mekabelit at all, so then it's not bidei adam. But that's the din Kabbalah by Shiva. So merely you can't learn that from Tumah. Tumah is a din in the Shtamshus. The Shtamshus has to be Dumi Desak, Metalta Mali Verekon. There you have a Svara that if you can't carry it with the Keli, it's not called the Kli Kibbul. Mashiach came by Shiva. There's no din that the Kli has to have a Gvisa Shtamshus. The main thing is that the water should be in the Kli. It should be contained by the Kli. That's what makes it the Adam. So merely even if you can't carry the water through the kli, but as long as the kli could be makabel the water, like bechatat the kabel tzveiris, that's also called bidei adam. That's also a problem of shiva.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.